Greetings, one and all. Families of the Vine Street Christian Church family of faith, extending from the corner of Park and Vine in Arthur, Illinois, to the ends of the world. Welcome to your Advent family devotion for today. It's December 10th, and it's Thursday, and we are ready to hear a devotion from Grace Claus and her set of devotions for the Reformed Church of America. Today's devotion is called An Underdog King. An Underdog King. And for the scripture today, we're going to go right to one of our favorites. It's 1 Samuel. That's right, 1 Samuel. Remember 1 Samuel? Chapter 16. This is taken from verses 1 through 15. 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 15. Here's what the Holy Bible says. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Amen. An underdog king. You know, God loves to make the underdog the hero of the story. Have you noticed that? In the Bible, God usually doesn't pick the strongest person or the coolest person or necessarily the oldest person. He actually likes to use the weak, dorky little siblings like this David. If you just looked at him, you probably wouldn't think David would make a very good king. He didn't know how to fight in battles. He had never worked in city government. He had spent a lot of time with sheep, and that was about it. But that's exactly the person God wanted to use. The little brother. It's kind of like how God picked the people of Israel, a tiny group of people who weren't very strong or impressive on their own, yet they would be the people he would bless the whole world through. And it's a lot like how God decided to show his love to everyone by coming as a tiny, fragile baby in the manger. If you looked at Jesus, you wouldn't think he would make a very good king. When he was a kid, he spent a lot of time building chairs with his dad. When he grew up, he didn't show everyone how cool and powerful he was. And he actually allowed the government to kill him. That's an underdog. In Jesus, God makes himself the underdog so that we, you and I, all of us can live. I wonder if you can think of any other stories that have an underdog as the hero? When I was growing up, one of my favorite cartoons on Saturday mornings was Underdog. Do any of you know that? Underdog. Loved it. God can use the underdog. God makes underdogs into heroes. I wonder, have you thought about this? How is God using you today?
I have something for you.
Even though you're not a grown up, or you're not the most powerful and richest person around, God is still using you. He's using all your underdog qualities so that you can help God do God's work in the world. How might He use you today? Let us pray. Sometimes you surprise us, God. You like to use people whom the world doesn't think are very important. Help me to remember that you want to use me too. Amen. Our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.